All right, so you're on your way to Providence.
I am.
Show tonight, and then you come to Connecticut, Manchester, Saturday night.
That's right. Yeah, the 27th.
The 27th. Now,
all right.
Now, if I'm just some dude walking the streets in Manchester, Connecticut, and I'm like, hey, what the heck is going on here? And you're at, I believe, the Main Street pub? Something
exactly.
Like that. Yeah. Now, what can I expect from you, first of all? You know, who's
well, I've got an organ trio, and each guy is very, very high-level players. These are some New York cats, and they can really slam. Like, I got Jerry Z on organ, and Jed Levy on tenor sax, flute, sometimes soprano, whatever he's brought with him. And this kind of stuff we play is we play everything from traditional organ groove stuff to funk, to Headhunters kind of sounding funk, to jazz, and we just kind of play the room. Like, the range is big. Everybody can play everything, so we can pretty much play whatever we feel like, you know what I mean?
That's and a nice liberty.
Each guy's had a lot of experience, you know.
Yeah.
Jerry played with Melvin Sparks for a long time, and Jed's played with everybody in New York, including me quite a bit. We've been playing together on and off since late 70s, early 80s, and so, you know, everybody, it's really a good group, really a good group.
Yeah, you seem to surround yourself with talent.
Well, I try to.
You know? Man.
Yeah.
It's amazing the people that you've actually sat in with and worked with. My God, the list is enormous. You know, I'm sure most people will think Herbie Hancock, but that's just skimming the top. Now I see.
Yeah. When I was young, I racked up quite a track record of famous guys. One thing, I was on the West Coast, and there wasn't a lot of great jazz, funk, or blues kind of drummers out there at that time. There are some. Now there could be millions of them probably, but at that time, there wasn't too many guys that could play those different styles, and I could, I guess, because of my age group and my interests, you know.
Yeah, right.
So I racked up quite a list of heavyweight guys, pretty much right off the bat, you know.
Yep. I'm curious now. You're one of the most sampled, apparently, drummers around.
I'm one of them, yeah. I think me and Purdy, Clyde Stubblefield, Jabbo Starks,
yep,
a couple other guys are probably the most sampled world.
So, how the heck does that transpire? I mean, does there, like, let's say Prince or someone, you know, I mean, De La Soul, Christina Aguilera, N.W.A., I mean, come on, Janet Jackson. Right. You're not part of the wardrobe malfunction, are you?
Well, no, I'm not, actually.
Damn.
And also, Grandmaster Flash, we were in his first hit. And they used the drums from God Make Me Funky, and also in the movie, I forget the name of the movie, but he had a movie out or a video or something.
That,
and,
was his song like Word? No, what was his? What was that big song?
On the Wheels of Steel or something like that.
So
you know, and the thing is, I forgot what I was. I forgot what the thing is. I forgot what I was going to say. Go ahead.
So do they like their people contact your people or you, and like how does that all go down?
Well, nobody really paid us for it, so I don't want to be sour grapes, but how it went down is they just sampled it, took it, most of these people, and never said a word to us about it. You know, and right now I have a lawyer trying to get us a payday because some of those records have sold millions, and it was never even mentioned to us that they used it. Now, Prince was cool. He sent us some money, and a couple other groups did, but you can see how I feel about it. I can't even think of the words to say. You
yeah,
know? So,
yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not bumming. It's like I got a great career, everything's cool, but that would make it even greater. And I'm probably one of the first guys ever. Apparently, the hip-hop thing started in the Bronx, and there's a couple of guys, different guys, that claim they were the first guys, but both of them said that they used my drums from God Make Me Funky.
Not really?
Yeah, I've done an interview in a few rap magazines, Vibe and Source and something else,
yeah,
where they talked about that, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a bummer, but, I mean, Prince, I expect that he would take care of his people. He seems like
he's
a cool cat. That's,
yeah.
Well, that's unfortunate, but at the same time, well, that sucks. That's
yeah, there's no way around it.
It's just nice
to be able to say I was on all that.
But
just imagine if I had bought a house with all that, I'd even feel better.
You would. And this is the room that Janet Jackson paid for. Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Damn.
You know.
We'll move on from there. That's just that bums me out.
Yeah, that's cool. No, I'm okay.
Yeah, because you know, it's a bummer to have something like that happen to you when you're all about the music.
Yeah, it is, especially when the message is pretty much to the man, so to speak, or the system or whoever, is don't rip us off.
Yeah, right.
You know, so it's kind of like, it just goes to show you, like, when people get in power or have some kind of quote-unquote power, it's easily to, you know, it's a human condition for sure, and people do however they do, you know.
And they forget where they once were. They could have been that guy that was doing it, but didn't get any credit and or any royalties. Yeah. That sucks.
Well, not everybody's like that, but certainly in my case, and I can speak to the other guys in the Headhunters, because we own the publishing on those tunes, we're having to really fight hard and spend money to even find out about it.
Yeah, right.
You know. Anyway, but in the meantime, you know,
in the meantime, you keep kicking.
Yeah, I'm enjoying my life.
Yeah.
You know, what the hell, if something shows up on that tip, then, you know, I'm definitely going to be happy about it. If not, I'm still playing, and I'm glad. You know, I'm appreciative of that.
A quick business question, then. Now, are those tunes and sounds of yours, are they trademarked?
Are they what now?
Your songs and these things that they've looped from you, they're trademarked?
Well, it was how, you know, some of it has become some of my trademarked or signature kind of drumming, but to tell you the truth, it was just at the time, it was in the 70s, it was just one day in the studio.
Yeah, right.
And that's how I felt on that tune at that time.
Yeah, man.
In fact, God Make Me Funky, which is a track that was really big amongst the hip-hop people, and we even sold a couple hundred thousand on that during the day, the snare drum broke and went on, and, you know, the snares, which are underneath the drum, they give it that tight snap, broke. Yep. The drum went on tom-tom, and then the producer signaled me to keep playing, and we finished the track with the snare on tom-tom. So they put a microphone in a wastebasket and then repaired the snares and put the snare drum on top of the wastebasket and played the track to the microphone, and the snares would reverberate. And many of the hip-hop artists are, like, really interested in, how did you get that snare sound? We can't seem to get that sound.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a lot of funny little trivia there for those that are into it, you know.
I'm into that. That's real cool.
Yeah, I thought it was. I mean, I dig talking about it.
That makes setting up a whole conversation worth it right there, just finding out that piece right there.
Man.
Oh, absolutely, man. So, yeah, I mean, you're kicking around with Prescription Renewal still?
I have the Mike Clark organ trio, if you will, which is just my organ trio, you know, or an organ trio.
Right.
And I booked the stuff, and these guys, so far, have been able to make most of all of the gigs so far that I've done. But Prescription Renewal doesn't happen anymore. Not that it never will again, but I just haven't been able to get all those guys together. And I've had so much other stuff going on. That'd be a project just to even make all, to try to set the groundwork for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and the Prescription Trio, which was Robert Walter and Skerrick and I.
Oh God, yeah.
We're not doing. We do have a couple of dates, but we don't do too much anymore because of the schedule of everybody else.
Yeah,
all three of us.
Yeah, everyone else is doing their own thing, and the cats.
Well, Robert's been back with the Gray Boy. A lot of stuff going on, you know. And now I got this trio going, and I want to see where, you know, the music is developing each time we play to a new level, and so, you know, I'm grooving on this.
Now, speaking of grooving, who was one of your major influences? I know you credit your dad.
Drumming wise?
Yeah, well, no, anything wise. First drumming, well, and then life.
Okay.
That's fair.
Well, drumming, I go back, so I'd say all of the, I can name names, of course, but all of the jazz drummers, for sure.
Yeah, so you just were into it right away.
Yeah, I was. Oh, yeah, I was playing as a really young guy. At 7, I was, and 8 years old, I was already way into, you know, all of the jazz drummers and stuff. My father was into it, so it was there to do, you know.
Yeah.
And so figure all the jazz drummers, definitely all the rhythm and blues drummers, you know, mainly my guy, James Elvin Jones, Philly Joe, Roy Haynes, Max Roach, and Sonny Payne. And all the guys that did all the Motown stuff, pretty much any drummer that's ever played on any rhythm and blues record, I'm a fan of. You'd have to be really terrible for me not to like him, you know.
Cool. Cool.
Yeah, and then, you know, Coltrane, Charlie Parker, Dizzy, and Ella Fitzgerald, Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier.
Right. DiMaggio.
You know, the Temps, all the soul cats I really dug. And I really like all the blues cats, you know, especially the guys that can play like a hard shuffle. It still fascinates me to listen, you know.
Nice.
Every time I hear like Albert King or any of those guys, I feel like it's the first time I've heard them again. It's like I have the same emotional experience I had the first time I heard him when I was 11 or 12 or whenever I heard him.
Especially a live track with Albert King and those fellas.
Oh,
a live track, man, it is the first time you hear it every time. You always hear something new.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Did you ever hear those organ trios he did back in the day, like in the late 50s or early 60s, I guess?
Yeah, you know, I've probably sampled them real quick.
Right.
You know, but...
some pretty fat stuff on there.
Some pretty fat stuff on there. Maybe time to revisit. You know, there's always, I got so much music going on. You try to push forward, but you got to remind yourself to go back in time a lot, too, with music. You know, there's a lot of new good music coming out, which I'm pleased to be at a station where I have access to a lot of new music and old music. You know, we're a community/college radio. We're a dying breed ourselves. Yeah, radio for the people is our motto. And I wanted to make sure I brought a little bit of you to our people.
Thank you so much.
Especially since you're gonna, you're gonna be around here Saturday night. What I'm gonna do is, of course, I'm gonna play a lot of your tunes and play a little bit of this interview on both. I'm doing a fill-in show, unfortunately, right when you're gonna be playing Saturday night. But it's a jazz show.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. You know what I mean? And I'm sure. Everybody comes out, they're going to really dig the band. Everywhere we go, the people like it. I mean, it's quite, I have to say, not just because I'm in it, it's quite good.
Yeah, I bet. I'm bumming that I'm going to miss it.
Oh, man, okay.
But that's, you know, that's life. I got to be here doing a show that I
that
I volunteered to help out, you know, one of our jazz guys. So that's cool. It's a circle of some sort.
Absolutely.
And I'll just, you know, I'll be spinning your tunes for those people that couldn't make it down there.
But I appreciate that, Walter. Big time.
Oh, no trouble. That is what I think having a radio show is about. I try to, you know, try to get the folks out there that haven't been heard enough is my thought.
Please come out and check us out. I'm always anxious to see how they feel about it because, you know, the music is pretty conversational and the vibe includes the audience. We're not just up there playing for each other. We're reaching out.
Yeah, man. I hope they reach back. I'm sure they will. You're going to have a nice night, both maybe tonight. I don't know. But tomorrow night looks like a beauty.
Beautiful.
So, you know, I wish you well. I hope you make it to your destination safely. And, yeah, I mean, is there anything you wanted to chat about? I'm sure I'm missing something, but that's okay.
You know, no, I think we pretty much got it. I can't think of anything right now.
You got some new. Do you have any new work in the studio coming out soon?
Well, in fact, I do. Okay, that's cool. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, we're doing a CD for Savant, and we're going to record the 13th and the 14th of this month, and it includes this trio, plus Donald Harrison is going to join us for some of the cuts, a few of the cuts. And I'm going to ask Fred Wesley and see if he's going to be in town, try to get him on a few things, and also... We've got some Headhunters gigs coming up, too, and then that band is George Porter Jr. on the bass. Carl Denson's going to play saxophone, Fred Wesley, Robert Walter, and myself. We're doing the 22nd of July in Chicago, and Bill Summers on blues, of course. And so we got some Headhunters coming up in July as well, you know.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. What else has happened? I just made a jazz record for a company that'll be out in 07. And that features myself, Jed Levy, Donald Harrison, Christian Scott on trumpet, Christian McBride on bass, Patrice Rushen on piano. And it's also, I've listened to the playbacks, and I really dug it. You know, I don't dig everything that I'm on just because I'm on it.
Yeah, so right.
I got to really like it, even if it's me playing. In fact, I can be real critical if it's me playing. But
sure.
I really love this one, you know.
Yeah. No, I hear you. That I hear you there. I'm the toughest one on me for sure. So that's a brand new. Is that out yet?
No, that won't be out until 07. And this groove record for Savant is the organ group, and we're gonna play a lot of funky stuff and It's going to be out in October, I think October 24th. And
right
so
on.
We got some new stuff coming out, you know, so I'm real excited about that. I'm glad I'm in a traffic jam driving, so excuse me, I forgot to, if I leave anything out.
That's all right. Do you want to, you want to yell out one big cuss word for me?
A swear word?
Yeah, just for fun, I'll cut it out of the interview.
No, I'm okay, actually.
All right, good.
I swear so much that I don't need to add anything.
All right, just wanted to make sure, you know, if you wanted to let it out. Now, you know, feel free when that new album comes out to make sure I get a copy of that, and I'll spin that sucker.
Indeed, I will.
I'll spin that sucker deep.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do. I'll call you, you know, when it comes out, let you know and give you a heads up on the whole deal.
Yeah, you got my home number. And what I'm going to also do with your permission is at the very least put your name out there for, we have a local venue here at the university. And
we'd love to come up and play for them.
And they need Jorgensen Center for the Performing Arts. I'll send you a link.
Please do. I appreciate it. Well, you know, the thing is, I will add this. What I do like to talk about is about history of the music, you know, and the people who invented the music and brought it to our lives, which of whom I would not be working today if it wasn't for them.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, my music kind of reflects the history of R&B, jazz, and blues. You know, we bring this trio particularly brings all that with them. So it's not about chops. It's about some soul and some groove and some history. And I feel like I'm making a contribution. And so that's kind of what I'm about. You know what I mean? I sort of naturally ended up there. I didn't set out to be like that, but that's what I believe in. That's why. You know, my heroes, not just musically, but Muhammad Ali, you know, Gandhi, Malcolm X, all those cats. You know, I actually played with Joe Frazier, you know.
Really?
I did a gig with Joe in the Knockouts. I played a set with them one time. And, you know, so, like, I'm into the history of our country and all the things that happened and what could make it better and what could make it possible for the people to be happy and be able to, you know, especially you know, monetary, you know, adjustments, whatever it takes to change, you know, the situation from where it is to something great for everybody. I don't think I can do it, but, you know, I'm into that in my mind, trying to change myself enough that it's visible to whoever knows about me to be inspired enough to, you know, anyway, that's where I'm coming from. I probably wasn't very clear about
that's
it.
Where, not, no, that's where you're at, man.
You know.
You're out there trying to do something good.
Yeah, that's
you know, you really are. You're not taking away from anybody. You're only adding, and if people are listening, they'll hear.
And, great, man.
And that's kind of how I always put it to the music. You know, if people are listening, they're going to hear what they need to hear. And
yeah,
I personally just want to thank you before we go. I want to thank you for the song Swamp Thing.
Oh,
dude, that thing is just. You know, that is one of those songs that every time I listen, it's a different song for me.
You know, that's great because, you know, we play it all the time, and I love playing it. It's one of the first tunes of the night I usually call. I still love playing that song.
I just had to thank you. That is my favorite track so far that I found that you're a part of.
Man, thanks. Thank you for digging it because, you know, I dig Swamp Thing too, so I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, man. So if you don't mind, I would at least throw your name to those folks and see what they say back to me. About playing maybe around here at the campus.
I'd love to.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'd love to. The band would love it. It'd be great.
Yeah, at the very least, it's a good question for me to pose to them. And we'll see what happens.
Well, thank you so much. Listen, I'm dealing with some...
yeah, man, go.
Yeah, thank you, bro. I appreciate this. And I'll be back in touch with you, and we'll play Swamp Thing for you on the gig.
Right on, man, right on. I thank you for your time, and be safe.
Okay, Walter. Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, bye.
Bye now.